Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm Finn McKenty. This is the Punk Rock MBA. This is a video that I was kind of unsure about making because it's one of those times where you just feel like a walking stereotype. Like, I remember a couple years ago, back when I still had like a real job, I was working at this tech company in Seattle, and I was listening to the Tim Ferriss podcast on my way to do jujitsu at lunch. And I was like, ugh, I'm that guy. Or the time that I met Chad from Newfound Glory about 15 years ago, we were both wearing the same Vietnam shirt with camo shorts. It's like the Spider-Man meme. Well, today is another one of those moments for me, but as a YouTuber, because I'm about to make one of these videos.
I've decided that there are gonna be a few changes to this channel.
This video is about the future of my channel, but not for the same reasons that you might have seen other people make a video where they're like, oh, I've been really burned out. I'm not burned out. I'm having a great time. Like, I'm not struggling with mental health. Like, this is awesome. I love doing this. I just want to keep doing it for as long as I possibly can. And in order to do that, I think I need to make some changes that I wanted to talk about in this video. What it really comes down to is that in the past couple months, I realized that I've kind of become a slave to the numbers, that I've been just chasing the videos that will get me the most views. And by doing that, I kind of painted myself into a little bit of a corner content-wise. I talked about this in my last viewer comments video. A lot of my audience really likes 2000s butt rock, nu metal kind of stuff. Every time I talk about that, it does well. But I also don't want to paint myself into the corner of being a nostalgia channel by just doing another video about Slipknot or whatever. I've gotten a lot of success talking about older artists, whether that is, you know, nu metal or pop punk or whatever. And that's awesome. I'm very grateful for that. But it kind of made me feel like in order to grow, I had to give people more kind of, I don't want to say nostalgia stuff, but more stuff about legacy bands in the guitar music world, which is really never what I intended to do with the channel. I do enjoy talking about that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think from watching my videos, that should be obvious. I wouldn't be able to talk about them in the way that I do if I didn't enjoy it. But ever since I started making content back when I was like 14, I was making zines in my mom's basement. The thing that I've always really enjoyed doing is shining a spotlight on things that are new and interesting and aren't getting enough attention. For example, like all the emo rap stuff that I talk about. The point is, I never wanted this to be just like a Wikipedia nostalgia channel. And I also don't want to do tea or drama or gossip, which would definitely be popular, but I'm just not into that. Like, I'm too old to be doing that shit. For example, like, maybe you've seen the YouTuber Traplore Ross. He basically does the combination of those two things. Like, he'll do a video like the embarrassing rise and fall of this or that rapper.
You may have heard him more commonly referred to as trash, garbage, smoke fart, or simply the worst rapper of all time.
Number one, I think that's shitty. I want to help my audience be successful at whatever they're doing, not tear down other people or gloat in their failure. I think that sucks. I'm not going to like change my content overnight at all. I'm not going to stop doing any of the stuff that I do. I will always continue doing that, I think. I'm just going to do some other stuff in addition to that. Some of it's probably going to work, some of it won't, but that's okay. I need to challenge myself to take risks, to like do new things instead of just like hiding in the safety of this comfort zone of, well, I know if I make a video about Linkin Park, that'll get a lot of views. The way I'm thinking about it is I just need to take my own advice. The stuff that I talked about in my video about like Corpse and Jaden a couple weeks ago. Number one, I think I need to get more personal. And I've heard this from a lot of people. For example, my friend Kelly Mason, who has also been super helpful. Shout out to her. She said, I really like your videos, but I think you should put more of yourself in them. She told me that like 6 months ago, and I knew she was right, but I didn't do it because, to be honest, I was just kind of scared. I thought, well, nobody's gonna care about me. They're just here to listen to me talk about bands. Well, that's only true if I let it be true. Like I said in that video about Corpse and Jaden, people want to connect with other individual humans. That's why solo artists work better now than bands in a lot of ways. And I need to look at it the same way. I am a solo artist. I've started doing that already, for example, with this video, but also, if you noticed, I changed my profile picture. Before, it was like the logo for the channel that I made, but I changed that to a picture of me. I also changed my channel banner from the same thing. Before it said like inspiration and information for the DIY community, I think, which I think is a reasonably good tagline, but it's not personal. Like, that doesn't feel like me, right? That almost feels more like a company or a brand, not an individual. And like I said in that video, like I've said a million times, people want to connect with other individuals. And then the subhead there, music and alternative culture. I also specifically chose a picture that doesn't look very like metal or even very rock. I'm wearing that Triggs hoodie because I never wanted this to be like a metal channel per se, even though it says like the punk rock NBA in it. A lot of people are like, what do you talk about this rap shit? You're a metal channel. Like, well, it's not a metal channel. And then the subhead, music and alternative culture, again, sets the expectation about what I'm going to talk about. For example, like I did the video about Hot Topic, about pop punk fashion and new metal fashion. I'm going to do a video soon about like pop punk and 2000s teen movies. I want to do a video about like Rock of Love, that VH1 reality show. But first, a quick word from our sponsors.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week. So pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Andy DeFranco, Wolfpack, Keb Mo, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. And let's get back into it. And when I look at the people who have kind of built the brand that I want to build, that's the direction that they take. Ola England is also really good at this. He's a guitar YouTuber who kind of came up demoing new like amps and guitars and pedals and stuff like that. But what really made him break out maybe, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago was when he started getting more personal, doing more like Q&A videos and live streams and just being silly and helping people get to know him as a person.
Today, I'm trying out the Boss SY-1 synthesizer pedal from Boss.
And that's when he really took off. And if you look at his videos don't actually get a ton of views relative to subscriber count. But that's okay, because again, what he's done is build a brand for himself. He has a super loyal audience that loves him. And personally, I would rather have 50,000 people that watch every video that are like really engaged, loyal viewers than have twice as many viewers on the back of videos that are like bullshit, drama, gossip, clickbait. Another person that I'm super inspired by is PsychIRL. She had a video, which I highly suggest watching. There's a link to that in the description, called Why Do My Videos Get Inconsistent Views? Her channel is about YouTubers, but it's not like gossip or tea or anything like that. She basically does the same kind of thing that I do for bands, but she does that with YouTubers. This is because I copied her channel years ago when I started doing this. And what she talks about in that video is that every time she'll do a video about Shane Dawson or Jenna Marbles or whatever big YouTuber, that will get 200,000 to 800,000 views, but then when she does some like personal vlog, that'll get like 30,000. And so the video is saying like, this is on purpose. I'm okay with that because I'm not here to get the most views on every video. I'm playing the long game. I want to build a relationship with this audience. And that includes making some of this personal content that may not get as many views as her videos about big YouTubers. So I was like, if that's Donna's strategy, and she is one of the smartest people on this platform who I look up to very much, maybe that's something I need to think about. I've also been really inspired by my wife. She started a YouTube channel a couple months ago, I guess. She's done like 6 videos or something, and she's fucking really good.
Look at all the birdies. Some have like their own little perch there. And look, they all like fucking sit there and shit on. Like, they just sit there and like shit down.
And I was like, shit, why am I not doing stuff like this? Like, that video is so fun. Why am I not putting that on my channel? Is it gonna get as many views as something about top 10 times Fred Durst said something stupid? No, but that's okay. Not every video has to get the most views. It is about the long game. It's about telling the story of who you are and making people care about you as a human being because they understand who you are, how you live, what your experiences are, how you see the world. And if that means that there's some part of my audience that isn't interested, that's okay. You can't please everybody with every video. I'm not gonna do reviews in the future because I don't think that's really my strength. And I think just the review format in general is kind of played out. Like, I don't think people care about that on YouTube. But what I am gonna do is short video essays around new releases or artists that did something in the news. For example, whenever the new Day to Remember album comes out, I'll do something about them, like the evolution of a Day to Remember from Easy Core to Red State Rock Festivals or whatever it's called, which actually is a pretty great title now that I think about it, as a way of participating in like ongoing discussions about what's happening now instead of just talking about the past. All right, so I've gone on long enough. Again, I wanna be clear, I'm not gonna like walk away from what I've been doing. I'm gonna continue to do all the same stuff that I've been doing for 3 years now. I'm not burned out. I'm incredibly grateful for the audience that I've built. I'm super genuinely grateful for every single person who watches. I never take it for granted because I know that people have a lot of things that they could be doing with their time and attention. I appreciate all of you. I just want to keep this thing going as long as I can. So look for some new stuff in the future. I would love to hear from you guys about what's working, what's not working, any ideas you have for stuff I could do along the lines of what I talked about. And hopefully you guys can forgive me for being that walking YouTuber stereotype where I made one of these videos. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home, think about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Chad Nicefield.
And this is Justin Press.
We're the host of Making Waves, the Shiprock podcast, a part of the Sound Talent Media Podcast Network. We're inviting you to sail away with us on an epic journey in musical enlightenment. Every week, we bring you only the best artists in rock music and discuss everything from the cruise to the stage to the saga of being a professional recording artist. We'll have lots of special guests along the way, so tune in every week.
Your stateroom is available every Monday morning, so welcome aboard.
This is Krista Makes, guitarist and vocalist for Less Than Jake, and host of Krista Makes a Podcast, a songwriting podcast where every week I'm joined by an amazing guest to break down the writing, recording, and release of one iconic song from their career. in our giant evergreen back catalog of episodes. We've had rock legends such as Dee Snider and Huey Lewis, punk rock favorites like Mark Hoppus, Fat Mike, and Brett Gurewitz, and up-and-coming artists of today such as Liz Stokes of the Beths and Genesis Owusu. We've had guests from all genres and styles of music, and I guarantee that if you peruse our back catalog, you'll see several episodes that'll make you say, "Man, I gotta hear that." Whether you're a fan of music or a creator of music yourself, you'll take away a whole new appreciation for the songs you know and love. Krista Makes a Podcast is available for free on all the places you could possibly listen to podcasts, and new episodes come out every Monday.